Supporting job creation and economic growth is still our Conservative government's top priority. From October 19th to the 25th, Canada is celebrating Small Business Week, which highlights the grit, creativity, and dedication of Canadian small business owners and celebrates the hardworking Canadians that help keep our communities prosperous. We have many such people right here in the Yorkton-Melville constituency, where many of our communities rely on their vital small businesses. Indeed, according to the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, or CFIB, small and medium-sized businesses employ 70% of the private sector workforce, almost 8 million Canadians. Therefore, helping Canada's small business community continue to grow and thrive is essential to Canada's continued economic prosperity. Since 2006, our Conservative government has introduced a number of measures aimed at helping support small business growth. This includes the temporary hiring credit and the EI rate freeze. In total, small businesses have seen their taxes reduced by 34% since 2006. At the same time, we have enhanced the lifetime capital gains exemption and promoted Canada's vibrant venture capital system through the Venture Capital Action Plan. We've also taken steps to help Canada's small businesses expand into new markets through our ambitious trade agenda. That agenda has made it possible to secure free trade deals with the world's largest single market, the European Union, and with South Korea, which will expand Canada's trade footprint in the lucrative Asia-Pacific market. But with ongoing global economic uncertainty, we know the job isn't done yet. That's why our government is introducing the Small Business Job Credit, something that could prove very helpful right in this constituency. The Small Business Job Credit will lower small businesses' payroll taxes by 15% over the next 2 years, saving them roughly $550 million, which they can reinvest in their businesses and use to hire more Canadians. Canada's economy emerged from the global recession better off than most. Unlike both opposition parties, our Conservative government doesn't think hard-working small business owners should be penalized for their success with higher taxes. Recently, Joe Oliver, Canada's Minister of Finance, noted that the last federal Liberal government jacked up EI taxes and used almost $60 billion as a political slush fund. In contrast, he believes our government's plan is affordable and will create thousands of new jobs. Through important measures, such as the Small Business Job Credit, our Conservative government is helping Canada's small business owners, like those who own the businesses you regularly patronize in your own community, keep Canada's economy strong and prosperous. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament from Yorkton-Melville, wishing you a good day.